I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Susie Perry, and this is the BT Sport MotoGP podcast. Wow, what a race that was at the Red Bull Ring. An epic battle between Andrea Dovizioso and Marc Marquez, and it came down to the last corner with Dovi just pipping Marc to the line. It was an absolute cracker. Just listen to Keith Ewan.
As we now dive down towards the penultimate corners, Dovi gets it sideways on the way in. Does he hold the line? Oh. Marquez tries to ride around the outside of him. Now he goes underneath him.
They both go
runs
wide.
Runs him out wide. The Ducati is going to win over the line and a wheelie. Dovizioso wins a historic Grand Prix. A fantastic last two bend battle with Marc Marquez. What a fantastic finish. That was quality racing from two very good motorcycle racers.
Coming up, you can hear from Colin Edwards, Neil Hodgson, Gavin Emmett, Julian Ryder, Keith Ewan, and all the protagonists from the race. Enjoy. Arguably, we've just seen the greatest MotoGP race, certainly this year, but it was really extraordinary. And if you weren't screaming at the television, there was something wrong with you. I can talk to somebody who I know this man will have been screaming at the television, Davide Tardozzi.
We are very, very happy.
Oh.
Very happy because Marc was incredible fast all weekend, and we need only Professor Dovizioso to beat him.
You're dubbing Andrea the professor.
Oh, yeah, because today was studying with the team the right strategy. We keep the risk to use the soft tire to have a bit more of grip in the end of the race. But finally, he knew that he can't push since the beginning. And then he stayed behind Marc. And when he passed him and leading the race after few corners, he let him pass again because he wanted to stay behind. And as planned, 6-8 laps to go.
Go, simple as that. So he's now the Alain Prost of the MotoGP world, being the professor. A lot to think about today for Andrea Dovizioso, and he seemed really calm on the grid. Colin's with us as well. He seemed very calm, didn't he, when the boys were talking to him, and he's like, like he really knew, you know, what was going to... I mean, of course, you can't know exactly what's going to happen because you've been worried about Marc Marquez all weekend. You've said to us, you know, he's brilliant now
sure,
this
sure,
weekend.
Sure.
But what was it today, do you think, that won the race for you guys?
The race, why he won the race? Because he thought that when he came here, and he studied Marc Marquez since Friday.
Well, okay, we did the track walk. Me and Hachi more or less predicted we thought Dovi was going to win it, but it wasn't easy. The whole weekend was Marquez. And it seemed like this morning Dovi went out and did some laps. Yesterday afternoon, the medium tire in qualifying was putting some good laps in. Kind of came to life. It seemed like, but the belief always, it was like Marquez, but boom, today he had it.
Yeah, but again, since Thursday, we knew that Marc was going to be the challenger.
Mm.
Last year, he had a big problem with his bike, but Marc now is incredibly on form. And the bike is, Honda is very fast too. So, Andrea was really clever in making a lot of laps on the soft tire, working on the soft tire all the weekend, trying to have the maximum of laps on used tire. And finally, he trusts that he can do it the race with
so
the soft one.
You knew in qualifying yesterday when you went out and he qualified on the medium tire that you kind of wanted to save the soft
we
for the race. Yeah,
knew that he can make a good time with the medium with the temperature we had at that time, and our strategy was not to show what we can do with the soft.
I have a question about the fueling, the mapping, because I see a Ducati and Honda together normally, and the Ducati pulls a little bit on the acceleration. Today, I didn't see that so much. Did you guys have to detune a little bit?
For sure, we did, but Andrea had a few maps. He can choose even the full one. He had fuel in the end to go full power if he needed. So maybe he doesn't deserve it.
Okay.
But honestly, the wings sure helps a lot in brakes and acceleration. But sure, fifth and sixth gear slow down the bike a bit, because if you see the race, he was accelerating very very fast, and Mark was keeping his back only in the end of the straight.
There's always a payoff, isn't there? If you're getting feeling on the front, you're getting some drag, so you're losing some speed. But it seems as though you got the balance perfectly right today with you and the rider, because you took the win.
I mean, it was a perfect day.
Yeah, absolutely.
What I can say more than that. But once again, Andrea make the difference today.
The last corner. Did you have your fingers crossed everything?
Even the legs.
We don't know what you wanted to have crossed.
No, but even the legs was crossed.
But you knew something was coming, yeah? You knew it was coming.
We knew that Mark was going to try.
Davide, yeah. Extraordinary today. I mean, great scenes there in the garage. It's wonderful to see. It's a brilliant part of motorsport when a team gets it right and you follow the story all weekend. What does this win mean, do you think, for Dovi in terms of the championship? Because he's up to second now, a real contender.
Dovi was really thinking that he is a challenger. I think that somebody still don't think he can be a challenger till the end of the year. But he realized that he can be. And I stay with him a lot of time during the weekend, even outside the weekend. And I see him this year really convinced that he can be a challenger.
Davide, it's been an absolute joy to watch and follow the story this weekend. Thank you
so
much.
Hope to see you soon here.
Yeah, well, yes. Maybe at Silverstone.
Why not? Silverstone is another racetrack where we think that we can be really, really competitive and fighting for the podium too. Then,
okay.
Never say never.
We'll see you in a couple of weeks then. You know, you're always welcome on our show anyway, don't you? Thank you for your honesty.
Thanks.
We even know when you're trying to not tell us the truth. We know what the truth is. It's brilliant. We love it. Davide, thank you. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
And just one line really on that confidence that he was talking about, which is so important. There's confidence and there's false confidence. When you say things but you don't really believe it, if he starts to really believe this is his year...
Sky's the limit.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he is a championship contender. He's won 3 races this year. Why not?
Let's get his thoughts now. Andrea Dovizioso is with Gavin.
Dovi, wow. What an unbelievable race. That had everything, all the issues with the tyres, some strategy that you had to employ, but some absolutely brilliant racing as well. Is that the best race of your career, do you think?
The best, I don't know, but for sure, really nice. Because we manage a lot of things. Me and Mark, we have a better pace than everybody, so we have a chance to manage the tyre, and that was the key. And it was very difficult to fight with Danny, because with Mark, because he have a completely different positive and negative things than me. So it was always... I don't know in English, but...
backwards and forwards.
Yeah, exactly. So it was very difficult to stay with him, to battle with him, and it was very close in the last lap. I knew it was can become a problem, because with Mark, he's a disaster. in the last lap, he's a disaster. And I was really fast, but the last 3 laps, my rear tire on the edge, I lose again... the grip, so I couldn't create the gap, and in some corner it was much faster than me, so I tried to stay inside, close the door, but I give him the possibility to stay very close to me in the last 2 corners, and I tried to listen very well his engine, and I listen and I hear in the corner before the last, he opened the throttle before me, so I knew he wanted to try the last corner, and I didn't close the door and give me the possibility to exit faster than him. It was very difficult to do that, more than the 27 laps.
When you say difficult, as in nerve-wracking, it was Because you felt you could almost be giving up the win.
Yeah, and also you did everything perfect and you can lose everything in the last corner. So it was stressful. But to win like this is amazing. For sure this track suits very well our bike. The new fairing worked very well in this track. Really happy how we worked during the weekend because the Michelin tires are really fast, but so difficult to understand the tires. And normally everybody calls the tire soft, medium, and hard. It's not anymore like this. With Michelin, it's not like this. And you have to analyze, understand very well the tires. And we was the only one to understand the qualifying. We decided to use the medium, it was the best. And we won with the soft. So really about the work of the team, but every weekend is stressful.
Hey, you mentioned the team there. Just how important were they today? Because you didn't test here. And last year, that did help with a bit of the advantage, didn't it? You had that slight advantage in that you got to try the bike here a bit more than some of your rivals. So how much did you have to work to make sure that you could keep Honda at bay?
A lot. I'm really happy about that because with the new rules, we didn't have any more the same advantage than last year about the speed. So we knew, especially Mark, it was very strong during this weekend. But we never give up, and we understand during the weekend there is a big margin to improve the situation. Yesterday we wasn't fast, a part of the qualifying, but we stay calm, we try to analyze the tire, and we decide a different tire. And it was the right choice. So the team did a really great job.
Fantastic job. Third win of the season now, Dovi. You're getting there. Silverstone up next, fast track as well. Is it going to be somewhere you're going to be able to challenge again?
I hope so, but, you know, every weekend is a different story. But I'm confident, so we are there.
Dovi, congratulations. That was a brilliant victory. Well done.
He never gets overexcited. He's a cool customer, isn't he? I think Professor's quite a good name for him, actually.
He does not want to think about Silverstone right now. He
just
was just
enjoy
like,
it.
Whatever. Yeah, let me enjoy this one. But fantastic.
But a race like that, it's got to take it out of you, not only physically, but mentally as well. All weekend, concentration like that, 100%. It's every single percentage it makes a difference.
And I'm going to reiterate what he said. It's very stressful, you know, and you can see his body language. He's just like, whereas I would say, give me a beer. I just need to relax.
Yeah, they're not all like you. Carry me. How important was it to stop the flow of wins from Marc Márquez? Because he got two on the bounce. You know, he could have had three. And then the championship, look, you know, starts to kind of unravel. And
you know, sometimes it's how championships are won or lost. If you can win two on the bounce, then you go for three. Then you go for four. And Márquez was going there. And he had this weekend. He was dialed in all weekend to stop that flow that Dovizioso winning this race, fantastic. I mean, there's no better way to stop Marquez's flow than that.
Yeah, exactly. Right, let's go back then to the start of the race, because, I mean, actually, it was an incredible race throughout from the very start.
Yeah, and Petrucci had, I don't know what happened there, and it seemed like there was some bumping and barging in the back of the pack.
But meanwhile, Lorenzo, by the way,
just checked
look at this.
Out. Yeah, he got up underneath there, and then past Márquez right here, and see you later, which he looked like he was on fire. We know he was on the soft tire, had good grip, but still, he had a good pace going. Impressive for Lorenzo.
Yeah, completely. You just wondered at that time whether he would be able to keep that going throughout.
You know, we've seen it. We've a few races this year that he's checked out, gone. Even last weekend, he was out front, fell back a little bit. I don't know. They need to work on some longevity, you know, as far as getting keeping the bike working and not just the first few laps.
So we had it for a while, and then ultimately along came Marc Márquez, which is kind of what we expected, really.
Yeah, and Marc comes here, he's chasing him down. There was quite a big gap. I think it was like 1.3 or 1.4 at one time. Jorge got in a little bit wide, left the door wide open. Márquez just took the drive up, and Dovi took advantage of it too because Márquez had to check up just a little bit.
Look at that. That is MotoGP, isn't it?
That's good racing right there.
That is really good racing right there.
And then Dovi runs a little bit wide. Márquez goes up the inside.
And from what we've heard him say, you know, it was kind of what he expected to happen. Maybe not the amount of times, but it was interesting what he was saying there about the opposites of what they had that was good and bad between the two of them in that interview.
Yeah, and I think the word he was looking for, that kind of accordion effect, you know, because the Ducati's good somewhere and the Honda's good somewhere, and they're completely different places. So if you lose a tenth, you lose two tenths, but you gain two tenths. It's just the way that the bike bikes are. They're completely different motorcycles, and they apply power completely different. And the way that the Ducati's always been hard breaker, and now it looks like Marquez, mid-corner speed, and some of those corners, especially the second left-hander, amazing. I mean, he was just catching three or four bike lengths coming
in. Oh, he loves a left-hander, doesn't he?
That's true.
He does. So essentially, you know, that from that point of view, it was then about timing. Massively about timing and about the duration of the race, of course.
Yeah, and Dovi did say, so when I got by him, I held the inside, more or less kind of blocking, which I saw at the end he was doing. Well, and how many times do you say it's a disaster? When you have Marquez behind you in the last lap, it's a disaster. It is what it is. You got to race him.
The amount of trading places that were going on was really exceptional.
Yeah, and Marquez went under, but Dovi just got the drive up that hill into the second to last corner. This is the last lap. And you can see Dovi right here. He just leaves the door open, knows he's coming, but knows that he can square him up.
Do you think there was anything that Marquez could have done there?
No. He did everything he could do.
He was busted.
He did everything he could do. I don't see anything Marquez could have done differently, to be honest with you. He tried everything. He threw everything at it, and just Dovizioso had it today.
Let's find out. I'm sure he'll tell us. He's with Gav.
Well, Mark, we knew you were going to have a go on that last lap. It wouldn't be Mark Marquez if you weren't going to have a go in there. But unfortunately, this time it wasn't a bit. Did you enjoy that one, though?
Of course, I enjoyed, but I was too on the limit. I mean, I try. But I was a little bit slower than Dovi. His pace was good on the last five laps. And I was a little bit slower. But anyway, I tried my best. I tried to give everything. All in. I was not thinking about the championship, and last corner I tried, but I knew that when I was on full banking, I was losing a lot the rear because here Michelin bring us special tires, and in the end of the race I was struggling a little bit already yesterday, but with colder temperature I was able to keep better, but with warmer temperature I was struggling more. But anyway, happy because looks like step by step we find a good base. And the most important is to stay on the podium every race.
The tyres were interesting because it brought in the fuel issue as well that everyone had there. Was it something you were concerned about before the start of the race, that towards the end?
Yeah, of course. But for me, rear choice was clear, right, for our bike. Was the correct decision. Was more the front tyre. The problem is that during the weekend was very, very cold. And then we couldn't try the hard front. And then it was too much risk to go on the race with the hard front. And then I take the decision to go with the medium. Was a little bit too soft for my riding style because I go in always very fast. But okay, the most important is that we go on the safe way. We finish the race, second, 20 points more for the championship. Increase a little bit the advantage. So look forward for keeping this in this level.
And next up, of course, we're excited. It's the British Grand Prix at Silverstone. We can't wait for it. But I remember the race last year. You were right on the limit, weren't you, throughout the race. Would you do a similar kind of race this year with that advantage that you have?
Yeah, Silverstone is a circuit that I like it. I know also that it's a circuit that Yamaha is very, very fast there. But anyway, you never know. I mean, here also we didn't expect to be there. So we will arrive there. We will try to give our 100%, try to be there. But anyway, I know that will be hard. But about the race, try to do my 100%, try to be there. And yeah, last year I was there. I chose the incorrect front tire. So this year I will try to choose everything on a correct way and try to be on the podium again.
If it's anything like the race today, it's going to be a brilliant event in a couple of weeks' time. Well done today, Mark. Unfortunate not to win, but you put on a great show. Thank you.
Of course. Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye.
Now, what a great position he is in, just to have to be on the podium. This is the result then of that phenomenal race. Andrea Dovizioso, full 25 points, and well deserved for him today. Mark Marquez taking second place. Danny Pedrosa was third on the podium, and just off the podium today, started well, but then couldn't quite make it through. Jorge Lorenzo was fourth. Joan Zarco, a brilliant fifth today. I don't think anybody thought that he would be right up there at the end. Maverick Vinales was sixth ahead of his teammate Valentino Rossi. Alvaro Bautista was in eighth. Loris Baz, a brilliant ninth for him. And what about Mika Kallio-Testra?
Yeah.
He's coming back, apparently, next year. We'll have to wait and see. But let's hear now from Danny Pedrosa.
Danny, I'm loving the bow tie. Nice touch up here on the podium, because it was such a tough start to the weekend. I could tell how happy you were in Parc Fermé that you turned things around. What did you have to do to get in this position?
Well, it was really, really tough weekend, so that's why I am very proud of this race, also for my team. And you know, I struggled a lot during the weekend. We didn't have the correct setup, the correct feeling, and yesterday we were in Q1. 8 today in the grid, so with these hairpins in the first lap was crucial to do a perfect race. And actually, we did a strong work with the team, and today we had a better feeling. It was not enough because I had all weekend a lot of luck in the front in the braking, and I cannot get confident into the brakes. But 6 laps to the end, I was close. I was there. Fortunately, I could take advantage of their fighting. I could get close to them, but I was spinning so much for so many laps that at the end I had no more drive in the tire, and when they get back to the rhythm, I lost touch again. But I was there, so I'm happy after all, and I want to say thanks to the team. And this podium is one of the best of the year, sure.
When you talk about that spinning there, it's rare to see you running a harder tyre. Normally you go with a softer option. Was that ever in the consideration?
Yeah, it's true. Like you say, it's very strange for me to ride hard. But I was spinning all weekend. I couldn't find any good tyre, which I like. And actually, I had over temperature always, so I choose the hard, and that's because I had too much spin in the tire. I couldn't really control the tire temperature if I wanted to go fast. So yeah, I even used it this morning in the warm up for the first time. So I didn't even try all the weekend before, because I wasn't expecting to use it, but it was the right choice for me, and we have to check with the team what we can do to have better traction.
Danny, great job to Thursday. Well played.
Thank you.
Let's just remind ourselves of how Moto2 finished. Franco Morbidelli, a great victory for him today. And Alex Marquez was second. Tom Lutie was third today on the podium. Then it was Pecco Bagnaia. Mattia Fassini had to settle for fifth. Taka Nakagami was sixth. Brad Binder, a very good, strong seventh today. Jorge Navarro was eighth. Domi Egerton in ninth. And Havish Zayarin was tenth.
The Mark VDS team are on the wall because it's Franco Morbidelli taking his seventh win of the year so far from teammate Alex Marquez. Tom Lutie comes home in third place.
Frankie, another great job today. I mean, you had to manage that one. It was very tough. You knew they were close behind you. When you saw Tom come up the inside, did you know you had to attack straight back?
Yes. This is what I was trying to do. Attack straight back after an overtaking that they were doing to me, and I managed to do my strategy, let's say, so stay in front and as much as possible and try to win the race. And finally I was able also to, I think I was able to increase a little bit my pace and to pull a little bit away, and it was really nice because a last lap here is with the slipstream and everything, and the airpins, it would have been really difficult.
Back up to 26 points, so over a race wins gap now back to Tom. Is that a relief after Bruno?
Of course, yes. I think we had a bit of bad luck in Brno, and we were a bit down, but we recovered well. And we made a great result today, and I'm really happy for the team, and I'm really happy for me also. And 26 points is something, but it's not a lot. We've seen that in this championship, everything can happen. So I keep focused, and I keep trying to do my best, and we will see what happens.
Nothing like a win to cheer the team up, eh? Go and enjoy the rest of that champagne, Frankie.
Yeah, also because I crashed a frame on Friday. So it's better to win today.
Good job. Well done.
Thank you.
Quick reminder of that one at the end. The effortlessly cool Franco Morbidelli, who is now leading the championship by some way, extended his lead there over Tom Lutie. Alex Marquez really going for that win today, and he's in third on 153 points. Miguel Oliveira, wow, what a race he had. Such a shame that it ended in the way that it did. And then in fifth in the championship, Pecco Bagnaia, Mattia Fassini sixth, Taka Nakagami, 7th. 8th is Simone Corsa, 9th is Domi Egata, and 10th is Luca Marini, Valentino Rossi's brother, of course. Well, it was an exhausting race, but it was full of intrigue. Thanks for joining us from the commentary box, Neil Hudson.
Yeah, it was one of the best Moto 2 races I've seen for a long time. Me and Colin were watching it together, and it was one of those races where everybody was on the limit. This style of track makes people do that because it's all that heavy braking, and I expected to see more crashes. Great race.
We really enjoyed watching it, but it looked like it was really... Well, as you said that, you're right.
I just feel like, Morbidelli's back. That's all I wanted to say. I mean,
is that the name of your wasp that's following you around?
No, Morbidelli's back. You know, last weekend didn't go to plan. He's been kind of in this protect mode, and he crashed. Maybe that's what he needed. He needed the crash on Friday, get some aggression, and now he's back on rails again.
But he was really being pushed very hard by not just Tom Lutie, but also his own teammate Alex.
Yeah, they pushed to the limit. The thing that stood out the most is really that Morbidelli sort of never looked like he was going to crash. The other two, well, you just see what it looks like. The moves they were pulling on him, but each time he kept his cool. And you see when he's interviewed, he's a real cool customer. Yeah. You can imagine his heart rate's 40 beats a minute less than everybody else's. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just the way he interviews, is a really relaxed man, and that's going to stand him in really good stead when he moves up to the big class next year.
Yeah, but what we've been seeing here is this sort of sweeping drag race. That's what this circuit affords, isn't it?
It does, and it's just all about getting in. It's however you get in, and we saw Marquez, Lutie, two completely different styles. They changed their the second place, I don't know, half dozen times. But Lutie's more in hot, stop the bike, get it out. Marquez was coming in shallow and getting a good drive out. So it's just two different styles.
Moto 3 time now. This is the race result from today. Joan Mir was really a class of his own. Philip Ertl took second, and Jorge Martin a brilliant third today, despite the injury. Livio Loi was fourth on track. Aaron Canet fifth, and then all the way down to Enea Bastianini in tenth.
Joan Mir takes the win here. The Moto 3 winner of the Austrian Grand Prix takes the win from Philip Ertl. Ah, his first second place in his career. A brilliant Grand Prix finish for him. Jorge Martin comes home on the podium.
Mir is a machine.
What an extraordinary race that was, and it leaves the championship looking very much like this. Joan Mir, of course, still leading the way, almost one hand now on the trophy. Romano Fenati second, a poor weekend by his account. Aaron Canet in third, Jorge Martin is fourth, and Fabio D'Antonio is in fifth. John McPhee now down to sixth, Ramirez seventh, Minho eighth, Guevara ninth, and Bastianini in tenth. And now I'm very pleased to say that despite injury and a massive day, massive weekend for Jorge Martin, he's joining us in Checkered Flag. Thank you very, very much for your
time. Thanks to you.
We've come to you, so you didn't have to walk very far. How much did that podium mean to you today?
Well, it was really, really emotional because I've been working so hard this summer because of the injury. So being in the podium here, my first race since I came back, really happy, and it was like victory for me.
Yeah, we can see the emotions there.
I was crying a lot. I couldn't stop. I just couldn't stop crying. I didn't know why. And it was really, really nice moment.
So we know you tried to race last weekend. You tried to ride. It was just physically impossible?
No, it was impossible. Also, wet conditions were hardest even. So I prefer to wait, recover one more week and race here.
But did you ever think it was possible to get on the podium?
It was difficult, but yesterday I was speaking with my team. I think it was a good possibility to finish on the podium. But, you know, I in the whole weekend I just made six laps. So it was, how do you say, I didn't know.
Very difficult.
Yeah, I didn't know what is going to happen on the race.
And was you in a lot of pain?
The problem was when, for seven laps to go, it was really, really a lot of pain on the right corners. I was struggling a lot. I tried to be so fast on the left corners to recover the time. It was a really nice battle.
Well, lucky for you, there's not that many rights around here.
All right corners, basically.
Let's have a look, because it was a really difficult race today as well. It's very physical round here. You had some big battles out there today.
Yeah, well, I tried to recover as much position as I could. I started 13th place, but I could be on the top, trying to get away, but here is so difficult. And when Mir passed me, I tried to go with him, but the team were fighting a lot, so it was impossible, and I just tried to relax and try to fight at the end.
And is this your first race with the young kid?
Masia.
Yeah, is this your first race?
No, actually, I used to race with him in 2008 in the Cunha Campeones in Spain in pocket bikes.
How old was you then?
I was 10 years old.
10 years old.
Yeah, 9 years old. So yeah, I know him. He was still young. I don't know why he's small, but yeah, he was really fast today. And yeah, hope he continues like this.
And for anybody that doesn't know about your injury, you broke your foot and your tibia?
Excuse me, I don't understand.
The injury on your foot, yeah. Can you just explain what that was and
where
it is
was,
now?
Well, it was, as you know, a really hard crash. I broke my ankle, also the peroné, the heel. The heel,
yep.
And also the external ligaments. So it was a really bad injury, worse than we expected. And as I told you, I'm working so hard for being here.
Well, it's unbelievable that even though you're recovering from that serious injury, that you're able to get on the podium, and it's tantamount to your skill.
Thank you.
Well done today. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Silverstone, of course, in 2 weeks' time, but it wasn't a great day for the Brits today. Let's hear from some of them now.
Well, Cal, it looked like it wasn't to be today. I know it's been a tough weekend, but you made a late decision to go with that hard front tyre. Was that what cost you?
I don't think so. I think it was still the right choice for me, even though we had some problems throughout the race. 15th is a disappointing result. I rode through the pit lane last year after a jump start and got more points than this year. So, but yeah, we never had a great setting all weekend. The problem was I lost 12 seconds in six laps. That was it. I got ran off the track three times and got hindered at the start with Petrucci's jump start or whatever he did because I was directly behind him. And that was that. So once I was riding alone at the end of the race, I felt really good. I felt I had a good pace, but we had a problem up until lap 18. And then I just finished the race. So.
What was the problem then?
Can't tell you, Gav.
Is it a big secret or is it something obvious?
No, it's, you know, I just had a problem and that was it. So, but no excuses. I didn't ride great all weekend either. But I could have finished in the top eight today, I felt. My aim was to finish in the top six. And I was nine places out of that. So we'll have to go to the next one and try again.
Sam, lots of positives in that race. First half, you was well within a second of what the top guys were doing. You must be pleased with that.
Yeah, I'm a little bit disappointed with the way that the last 12 laps was really, really slow. I just sort of nearly had to get to the finish. And I didn't expect that the tyre to drop like that. And we went with a soft one because the temperature was up and, you know, Dovi won on it. So it was not the tyre. I just need to understand a little bit why. But yeah, I showed more potential. Obviously, I was close to my teammate for the first 12 laps, 0.2 off his best lap. My best lap to his best lap's only 0.2, so it's going in the right direction. The result's not there, and at the minute I just need to keep improving, keep trying to enjoy it, and it's tough times, so it's about just keep getting through, and obviously looking forward to the next races.
Scott, you look much happier. That was a much better race. You must be pleased with that. Good ride.
Yeah, position is not really what I'm happy with. I expected to go in the top 10 today. It was my target, but for the race I'm really happy. I had a really good start. Danilo pushed me a bit out of the track again. I lost a bit of position. Then I passed Cal on the first lap because I felt quite strong, but I opted for the hard rear tyre on the grid and I didn't do one lap with it the whole weekend, so I didn't know what to expect. Then I tipped in and there was just nothing there. It just went around, went wide. It was like the old Bridgestone, you know, and just ran it wide. Four or five guys passed me. Then I struggled for like three laps to get temperature into it. Now I was aware of it. And then I struggled in the straight for some reason against people like Barbara, Baz, Abraham. Them guys just so fast between turn one and three. And I lost a lot there in them sectors. But when I got my rhythm in the middle of the race, I felt quite strong. And I was really happy. It's the best race I've done for a long time. The whole weekend's been really good and strong. And I want to continue this form for the rest of the year.
Well, let's hope he can continue the form. We're all a little bit out of reach for the Brits today, but Silverstone, of course, in a fortnight's time. Let's talk to Jules and to Keith about what we can expect there. Hopefully, the British boys can do something a bit better over there in Northamptonshire, fellas.
After last year, we can expect just about anything, can't we? Suzuki last year in the hands of Maverick Vinales doing the Bizzo, Jules. I have to say, MotoGP just keeps giving and giving.
We just don't know what's going to happen, do we? We don't know who's going to find a sweet spot with the tyres when they get to the next track. But every race we've been to this year has been fantastic, and Silverstone is still a track. It's still fast, 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 and wonderful to see.
I think the Brits will be motivated this year. We've not seen the best of them just lately. I think it's going to come good. KTM, you know, Bradley Smith will be disappointed, particularly with Callio going as well as he has done this weekend. He wouldn't want the test rider going quicker than you. That was a bit of a slap from Casey Stoner earlier on the screen. We saw it here on BT Sport. There's a situation with Scott Redding, I think, is going to come good at Silverstone. You know, he's had a lot to contend with this weekend, and I think Silverstone, again, that British fan base that's going to lift him, that's for certain.
And so, Scott's good with the pressure of a home race as well.
I think it's all going to happen. John McPhee, I think, at Silverstone is going to recover. He was unlucky again today. You know, it's. I think we've got a lot to look forward to. Riders for Health, of course, Day of Champions, rather. Two wheels for life, I should say, shouldn't
I? You should.
Day of Champions on the Thursday. We're going to meet for the first time the new British Talent Cup contenders. That's a very exciting moment for me, I must say.
I'm interviewing the selected kids, can I call them that, on stage at Day of Champions.
And we'll hear from John Grant, of course, BRDC main man, that will be telling us about some of the shenanigans, perhaps, that's gone on with the Circuit of Wales and what we've got to look forward to in the future.
And even if the Brits have a shocker, the racing's going to be brilliant anyway.
Got to be there, really, haven't you? We're going to be there. BT Sport are going to be there all the way through from Wednesday, when the final selection for the British Talent Cup is underway. Me and Jules will be side by side checking that out. You got to be there.
You have.
Or if you can't be there, of course, you can just be watching our show, which we would also be extremely happy with. But thanks for that, fellas. Got higher hopes for the Brits at Silverstone. And who are you checking out there? I saw your eye line.
Yeah, that was Sam. I'm checking out Sam Lawrence.
Sam, was he looking?
Yeah.
He looked all right.
Yeah, okay. He looks happy.
You've changed. Moving forward, the championship. We've got now? Seven races to go, and we'll talk MotoGP, I think. Oh God, they can't concentrate because of the
Colin,
wasps.
Man up. Come on.
What do you think? You'll have compliance on you for that. Which way do you think that this championship's going to go? It's an impossible question, but I just want to get your feelings on kind of where the pendulum's swinging and who's doing what.
Dovi did a good job of taking it. It's not going to be a rout, I don't think, by Marquez. I thought if Marquez won this race three in a row, it might be over. His confidence is brimming. But Dovi did a good job of kind of halting that, I feel. So I still think Marquez has got probably the best shot out of all of them. Mm. We'll have to wait and see.
What about the tracks coming up then for Andrea? Let's just pick on him today.
Well, Silverstone, with those wings, it's a flat track. It's very fast. Those wings will really come into play. Fast corners, you need stability. You need that weight on the front tyres, which is what the wings do. That's going to be absolutely perfect for it. Then we've got Misano coming up. You know, obviously, a Ducati track, it's like one of their test tracks. So the next few tracks could work in Ducati's favour. This championship, as we know, is not over. No. And the way Marquez rides, he's always teetering on the edge of...
Yes.
Yeah. Took in the front.
And it's not over. Vinales won there last year, has tons of confidence at that racetrack, so he could be right back in it.
I was going to ask you about a Yamaha resurgence, moving to... I mean, it's just such a great season this year,
isn't
it?
Yeah, more corner speed style corners coming up, which we know always works for the Yamahas.
Yeah, exactly. So at Silverstone, we can expect, effectively, a superb weekend.
Of course. It's going to be hard to be better than this one, but it's going to be a good weekend.
It's going to be a good weekend. So make sure you're watching us here on BT. Unless, of course, you are actually at the track and where you can greet us. We'll say hello.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.